You said it reminded you of why you do what you do. So why is that? Why do you do what you do?
Well, I deal in kind of emotional exercise, giving people a chance to connect with performers. I mean, there's something in us that longs to see stories acted out. We do it every day, and there's no culture that has ever existed that hasn't had some version of that transaction between a performer and an audience. In my mind, it's a gift. An actor gives a performance, and he gives an audience the experience of emotional connection and emotional kind of stimulation and excitement, whether it's making them laugh or cry or scream out in horror. It's very gratifying, but that gratification should be only half of the gratification that the audience gets out of it. So that's why I do what I do.
Have you ever been offered a role that you never would have thought of yourself playing, and you read the script and thought, ooh, I'm not even sure I can pull this off?
Yes, many times. And so many of those times I've done the best work I've done. It all started with one of the first equity jobs I ever had when I was only 24 or 25 years old. I was asked to play Lenny in Of Mice and Men. And I thought, geez, why are they hiring me? I guess it's because I'm tall, you know. But I wasn't going to say no, and it turned out to be an amazing experience. I do think that very often people think of things for you that you would never think of for yourself. In fact, I think it's almost axiomatic. If you're scared of doing something, it's likely to be a breakthrough for you.
Will you ever reach a point where you say to yourself, I got this, I know what I'm doing, and if people like it, that's great. If they don't, I don't care. This is a good experience for me.
Tough, the acting business, because sometimes it's so glorious and sometimes it's so miserable. Gosh, I was sort of exiled to Brazil once, 5 months in the Brazilian jungle making a movie that nobody ended up seeing.
What was that movie?
Well, I'm not, as I say, I knew immediately this was not going to be what I hoped it would be. Well, what did I do? I decided to learn Portuguese and travel around every time I got 5 or 6 days free and see all as much of Brazil as I could possibly see. And I ended up regarding it as a really great, vivid experience, even though it was a very disappointing work experience.
You recently changed the first act of your one-man show, Stories by Heart, which plays Keenan Auditorium, by the way, at UNCW this Friday. You swapped out a Ring Lardner story for something else. Tell us about that change.
Two-act evening, and each of the acts features one major short story. It's a wonderful horror story called The Monkey's Paw by W.W. Jacobs, which is a pretty familiar old horror story. And this is how I end Act One now. It just gets the audience. I just have them riveted now. And of course, the next one is hilarious. It's a P.G. Woodhouse story, Uncle Fred Flits By.
Once again, John Lithgow, thanks so much for joining us today.
Well, it's a pleasure talking to you, Rachel, and thanks for your good questions.